Good morning, and welcome to our Christmas Day worship service. We begin the service with a prayer to our Lord to bless our worship of Him. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we have come into your house of prayer once again to celebrate the human birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Bless our worship, as well as our meditation on the Christmas Gospel in Luke, which recounts Jesus' birth and all that went on around it. Help us to never grow tired of hearing this extraordinary message recorded in Luke, but rather rejoice in it and praise your holy name. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening hymn is found in the bulletin. Christians awake, salute the happy morn. I invite you to stand, and we conduct the service in the name of the Triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thank you. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you that of your mercy and compassion, you caused your Son to become incarnate, and through him redeemed us from sin and everlasting death. We beseech you, enlighten our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may ever be thankful for such grace, and comfort us ourselves thereby in all tribulation and temptation, and at last obtain eternal salvation through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. This morning for our Christmas meditation, we're going to be considering Luke's gospel account of Jesus' birth. And the first section is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Christmas presents that are given each Christmas. They come in different shapes and sizes, and customarily they're wrapped in colorful festive paper. Maybe they have a ribbon or a bow attached to it. While many Christmas gifts have been purchased from the merchants, there are other gifts that are handmade with loving care and attention. Growing up in a Christian home, children are quite likely reminded by their parents of the reason for the custom of giving and receiving gifts at Christmas time. They're told it's Jesus' birthday. From what we know about birthday celebrations, it's rather strange for us to be getting a gift when we're celebrating someone else's birth. But this is quite fitting, for through this custom of giving and receiving Christmas gifts, we can thereby be reminded of God having given us the greatest gift of all, his only begotten Son, who came into this world as our Savior. This gift of God the Father came in a very small, lowly, and unassuming form. A little helpless infant born of the Virgin Mary. This precious gift was wrapped in rather inexpensive strips of cloth. And the baby's first bed was an animal food trough, perhaps having some hay or straw to soften the bed for the little baby. Christian couples who are blessed with the birth of a baby regard that little one as a precious gift from God, for he is responsible for creating all human life by causing new life to begin, by enabling a child to be conceived in a mother's womb. This is truly an amazing act of God and a wonderful gift he gives to us each time it occurs. And yet, even greater was a great and mighty wonder of him giving us the gift of Jesus when God the Holy Spirit, in a miraculous way, enabled the Virgin Mary, to conceive a baby and thus united together the eternal Son of God with a little infant form, in which all the fullness of the Godhead dwelled. Imagine that. a little baby in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells. When the Christmas gospel is read or heard, telling about how the baby Jesus was born in a barn, an animal shelter, laid to rest in a manger, many shake their heads with a questioning mind. Knowing that childbirth in a barn is so unusual, and even more amazing than that, is that this baby, who's the savior of the world, comes into this world in such a lowly place. And Holy Scripture gives us a reason for this. When Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he," Jesus, "was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." Not rich in material blessings, but rich in God's saving grace, the gift of forgiveness and eternal salvation through the Christ child. He became poor in all lowliness so that we could be enriched spiritually and eternally. We continue with singing of the next hymn, 376, "Once in Royal David City." continue with the reading of the Luke's Christmas Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 12. Now there were in the same country shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." When you have a young family, how do you handle the distribution of Christmas gifts? When our children were young, we'd usually choose one who would go and select the gift in order, giving them to the different individuals there at the house. And the child is told, "Now don't help the recipient open their gifts. Let them open it themselves." On that first Christmas night, God chose a most excellent ambassador to distribute, so to speak, God's special gift to mankind. And he chose the recipient, the first ones to receive this gift, lowly shepherds who were taking care of their sheep on the hills outside of the little town of Bethlehem. Now, this special messenger that made known the news of the birth of Jesus was a holy angel. This heavenly messenger was not only to inform the recipients of God's wonderful gift to them, but also to help them to learn the reason, the purpose behind this child came into this world, as well as to find them, tell them where they could find this babe, this special gift. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." You know, it's indeed quite noteworthy, the first ones that God chose to receive this special gift. Shepherds, sheep herders. These privileged ones were not the high and mighty of society, like nobility and royalty. No, they were numbered among the lowest class of society. Why? Why would God choose such lowly people to be the very first ones to hear the news of the birth of the Savior? Well, they had not been favored with very much temporal honor, power, and material wealth. God chose them so that they would know this baby was intended for them too. This special gift of a Savior was intended even for the lowliest of people on this planet. But then also, the angel made it abundantly clear it was God's gracious will that no one would be left out in receiving this gift that's received through Jesus. For since Jesus came to be the Savior of all the world, the angel brought good tidings of great joy, which is intended for all people, everyone. Praise be to God that he so loved all the world that Jesus was given as a gift to all people, even people like lowly shepherds. We continue with the singing of hymn 370, "What Child Is This?" continue with the Christmas Gospel in Luke 2, verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." What other kind of gift can you think of that so many hymns and carols have been devoted to, such as that of the gift of Jesus? Well, I don't know how many Christmas hymns or carols have been written, but there are very many, and you well know. And there are so many because there is a great deal for everyone to sing about, and every reason to sing songs of great joy and gladness. The very first Christmas anthem of praise and honor of the Lord Jesus was beautifully expressed by a host of angels. Their gladsome words of praise literally fill the night air in the hills of Bethlehem. The shepherds heard their angelic voices praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." This hymn of praise by the angels gives us a good example of how, in many places in Scripture, we find that the angels are very much concerned about every sinful human being, you and me and all others. Here in this rather brief Christmas hymn of praise, the angels were glorifying and praising God, showing His goodwill toward all the world, in sending His Son to be and serve as a Savior of everyone. Deliver us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. The angels knew and praised God that Jesus' redemptive work would bless us and all other sinners with an enduring peace. Peace of conscience in the knowledge of God's full and free forgiveness for all our sins, and a perfect everlasting peace in heaven. This is the peace that Jesus came to give us and all the world. Praise be to God for giving this multitude of angels something truly glorious to sing about and to glorify and praise God, and for us to sing about in songs of great joy and gladness and thanksgiving. We continue with the singing of hymn 380, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." We conclude our meditations of the Luke's Christmas Gospel, reading from verses 15 to 20. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Ordinarily, when people receive a gift, they're quite willing and glad to accept it. However, when it comes to individuals accepting God, God's own Son, who first came into this world as a baby, accepting him is quite another matter. Many are the numbers of those in the world today who don't know or believe or accept that that little baby born in Bethlehem of Judea is the Lord and Savior of all mankind. We know from Holy Scripture that natural, unconverted man simply doesn't have it in him to receive or accept Jesus as their Savior. That little baby, he's my Savior? Come on. They're more inclined to reject it or scoff at it. And so when it comes to the matter of the shepherds, not questioning or doubting, but rather believing what the angel announced to them about the newborn baby from found in Bethlehem of Judea, and what the host of angels said concerning this child, praising the Lord concerning him, they were doubly blessed by God. Not only were they the first one to receive the announcement of their Savior's birth, but they were blessed with faith. They didn't question, they didn't doubt this extraordinary news that the baby born in Bethlehem was their Savior, and you could find him in a barn, lying in a manger. They had a childlike faith that just simply accepted what was told them. This is not only true of the shepherds, it's also true of us and many other Christians. We don't question it, we don't doubt it, we believe it. We are here today joining the angels and glorifying and praising God because God, the Holy Spirit, instilled faith in our hearts to accept this gift and to believe in Jesus as our Savior. Another element of being given a gift of faith is that of having a sharing spirit. Now, sharing things is not something that comes natural to us. When children receive Christmas gifts, do they naturally want to share their gift with others? I don't think so. Maybe after a while they will, but not initially. This is my gift. Not yours, that's mine. But what do we find happening with the shepherds? After they received this gift to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior and beheld him in Bethlehem of Judea as the angel told them, their hearts were filled with loving, sharing spirit. They wanted to share God's special gift with their friends, their neighbors, and others that would hear what they had heard and seen concerning this child. So they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They shared this wonderful gift both far and wide with anyone who would be willing to listen to them, because this child had come to save not only them, but all others. Thank God for giving us this precious gift in the person of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and for enabling us to know him by faith and to have a sharing spirit. You see, this gift wasn't just for us. This gift was meant for everybody. And so, like the shepherds, we pray that the Holy Spirit will give us a sharing spirit to speak of Jesus. Tell them all that we have learned and seen concerning this little child born in Bethlehem of Judea. Amen. Please rise. We continue with the responsive reading found in the middle of page 7. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Alleluia. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Alleluia. We continue with the singing. Now sing we now rejoice. Pray. Precious Savior, we rejoice at your birth because we know that you came as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. We look beyond the manger to the cross, where your precious blood was shed to cover our sins from God's sight forever. Bless our faith this day as we stand in reverent awe before your manger bed, contemplating the mystery of your incarnation. And again, as we bow our heads in humble contrition, confessing our sins before your cross, may we never lose sight of the cross as a purpose for your coming. As we reach out our hearts to you in loving adoration and in penitence and trust, forgive all our sins, enliven us with hope, settle us with peace, and renew in us the joy of everlasting life. Precious Savior, you are the light of all the world. The message of salvation in your name is meant to gladden every heart. And so we pray, send out your light and your truth to nations everywhere, that every knee may bow before you and every heart worship you as true God incarnate, who came to earth to save all people from their sins. And encourage and equip us as witnesses to bear the gospel to other people, beginning with our own families and the unchurched people and our own neighborhoods. In the new year which lies just ahead, keep your light of love and truth shining brightly in our hearts by faith. Watch over us lest we be led aside into the path of sin and unbelief, which can only lead to destruction. Increase our understanding of your word and give us wisdom to apply it to our daily lives. Finally, dearest Jesus, shower us with your manifold blessings in the coming year, satisfying our needs as you are wont to do. As we watch for your glorious return, may we do so with confidence and with joy, as people who have become true children of God through faith in his Son. Give heed to our many prayers which we offer to our Heavenly Father in your name, and be ever ready to intercede with him in our behalf. We adore you. We worship and serve you, our Savior and King. And in your name, we also join to pray that prayer which you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive with believing hearts the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Please be seated. We conclude our service with a final hymn. Good morning. I'm glad and thankful that you were able to join us this morning to celebrate our Savior's birth. We hope you can join us again in the future. If your guest would like to sign our guest book, it's found underneath the stairway going up. If you'd sign your name, we appreciate that. And may God in His grace be with you always.